Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Let's do it. The 15-minute morning show podcast. We got a full house. We got Scotty B in the serial killer studio.
All right.
We've got Gandhi. We've got Scary.
Hi.
We've got Danielle.
Hello.
And we've got Straight Nate.
Ah.
So what are we doing today?
I say turn this off and go listen to the Jim Kerr Howard Stern interview.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
Look, you know, if you're radio nerds like us, what happened today, celebrating 50 years on morning New York City radio, our own Jim Kerr down the hall had Howard Stern on his show live. They were both on each other's shows at the same time. What an intriguing interview. It was truly great.
When did you first hear Howard? Because back when you were younger or getting started, it wasn't like today where you could just pull him up on the internet and it's like, oh my gosh, he's on in Detroit. So when did you first hear a Howard Stern
on
show?
On tape. It was taped.
Okay.
You had these services. If you were a radio geek, you could buy...
California Air Check.
Yeah, it was before California Air Checks. You could buy recordings of...
And what was the buzz like?
Just
was
it like a sentence? Just trying to finish the sentence.
Well, here's the question. What was the buzz like? Was it like, hey, there's this guy in, where was he, Detroit when you first heard him?
No. I didn't hear Howard until he was in New York
at
WNBC. And I was a radio geek. I wanted to be in radio. And this guy was like the blue guy who, you know, they would spank lesbians and they would show boobs on the radio, which was weird. He was a little different back then than he is now. But we're like, well, let's listen in. This guy's causing trouble.
I remember being a kid, and my father would listen in the afternoon, and then I'm like, oh, what is this dirty radio show my dad's listening to? Because, yes, as Elvis said, it was very provocative. So I would go upstairs in my room, and I would sneak it. I would listen in the afternoon on 66 WNBC, which is the station he was on, and I'm like, this guy is doing something I've never heard on the radio. Because I used to, you know, be a little button pusher. Yeah. I was a little radio geeky nerd at the time.
Still are.
Still am, yeah. Nothing's changed. Yeah. But he was doing something that no one was doing, and I was so fascinated by it.
Well, I remember, I mean, it was much later, and I grew up in Erie, Pennsylvania, so we didn't have Howard, but I would drive to Cleveland and just get in listening range of whatever station he was on in Cleveland and just sit there listening to Howard. I mean, there's no other way to listen. But he is truly, you're great, Elvis. He's just something else.
Okay, thanks.
When you say it, you're so,
so rude.
Wow. I mean, you really are kind of stupid sometimes.
No, you know
no, you
what
really
I
are.
Mean.
He's, but you, no, I know he's a legend and beyond anything, but it's, you don't say things like that.
Well, no,
to people.
It's.
Is he being fucking rude as
usual?
Yeah,
that's a little rude.
Use your brain, man.
Yeah. Nathan.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I do. I
because
do know what
it's
you mean.
So crazy to me that you even look up to Howard Stern.
No, I absolutely do. He's the
because I look at you as like equals with him.
No, see now you're trying to.
No.
He's walking it back.
No. Like you've been doing New York radio for 35 years, and so he's been on in New York for 40 some years. So I look at you as equals to me. Starting in Erie, PA.
No way.
You're like, but that's my point. Is that even you say no? I'm nothing like Howard.
No, and but the thing I love about Howard is. The evolution of Howard. You listen to him now, he sounds nothing, really nothing like he did back then, but there are these nuances of Howard, like being smart, being fast to come up with things to say. He still has that going on. He's amazing. I think he has turned into one of the best ever. And his interviews are second to none,
yeah,
without doubt.
I feel like you guys are going to judge me for this, but today, hearing him talk to Jim Kerr was the first time I've ever heard a Howard Stern interview.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He's great, right?
Yeah, it was great.
And that was just an impromptu interview.
I remember, so my only real exposure to him was I saw him on TV. He was his radio show was also on TV, right?
Yes, at one point.
On E, yes. And I was at a friend's house because I wasn't even allowed to watch TV, and somebody had worked really hard on making him this portrait. And he got it, and as soon as he got it, he kicked through the face of it, and I was like, this guy is so mean. And I never really paid attention to him ever again until today.
A lot of people didn't really care for Howard back then, but a lot of people loved him. He had more people that loved him than hated him.
Clearly,
that's why his ratings were huge.
And I heard behind the scenes, sorry, Scott.
That's okay.
I heard behind the scenes that he was actually very nice, where like if somebody needed money, an intern or something like that, he would give money. He was very, very generous.
Well, there you go.
Go ahead, Scott.
Do you remember that insane show that he had locally here on WOR Channel 9?
Channel 9, yeah.
It was bananas. Like, that would never fly on TV.
What is it? I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was basically a TV version of his radio show.
Oh,
it was pretty raunchy,
And they got pretty raunchy.
Yeah.
They did blackface and stuff. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah. On Channel 9.
So that was different than the show that was on E?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, it was much a little worse. More loose.
E was a watered down version.
Didn't he do Fart Man or something
like
that?
Yeah,
that
was
the
MTV.
Movie, right?
Well, it started as MTV Video Music Awards. He flew around as Fart Man, farting over the audience.
That's how the movie starts, remember?
Yeah.
It's pretty
private
funny.
Parts.
That's right.
Anyway, it was great listening to Howard and Jim Kerr today. That was pretty awesome. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
That was very cool.
It was great.
Jim's the best. I love him.
Yeah.
And Jim, oh my God, like to hear him open up like that? I mean, I never, we pass the guy every morning. He's smoking a cigarette outside. good morning. You know, he does that to you as you walk in. And everybody's got a story, like you said.
And we're all different, too. I mean, Jim is the kind of guy who really isn't going to lay it all out on the table for you.
He's very private.
He is. And he's the official rock and roll master. He knows all about the stars. He's known the Beatles and other artists and things like that. We all have our own different things we do or don't do.
If I ever saw him wearing a color, I think I'd have a heart attack.
Yeah,
his closet has to be like a witch's closet.
Right.
Just all black everything.
Right.
Because that's all he wears every day, all black.
That's right.
I got to tell you, he's one of
wearing black.
Yes.
He's one of the reasons why I'm here. Like
is he your father?
I saw your post. Sky did a very nice post online to him.
Yeah, I mean, he is what made me catch the radio bug. I started listening to him when I was probably 11 years old. And I won a contest on that radio station. And ever since that day, that's all I ever wanted to do was radio. So I was a big giant pain in the ass to him and every DJ on that radio station. And I became friends with them. And it really got me into radio. And the fact that now I can pee next to him every morning is just so insane to me.
So strange.
Do you look? You probably look, don't you?
The thing is too high.
Pretty great. Restrictive barrier.
I'm talking about the partition, right?
Yeah.
Figured. Yeah. All right.
Okay, I'm texting someone. Sorry, busy.
No.
Hey, you're from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say. No, with the eclipse coming up.
Yeah.
So Erie is right in line down that corridor of eclipse watching.
In the path, directly in the path. And Gandhi, you might know this. I don't think the next solar eclipse happens for, 26 years or something like that?
I'm looking it up. I thought it was like 41, but you might be right.
Well, that's going to be, when is the eclipse over Erie?
The 8th of April.
That's going to be the second darkest day in Erie after the day you started radio.
Can I tell you, my first day, I was the intern on the morning show, and they sent me out to a gas station, which was a country fair, which was our version of like Come and Go or Wawa or whatever. And they had me sing Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, and take my clothes off for the person working behind the counter.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Because I was a stupid stunt guy. And then they had me dress up as the Easter Bunny.
Can you do that again? Don't you think we need a stupid stunt guy on our show?
Oh, my God.
We definitely need an Easter Bunny.
I was almost arrested three times. I mean, I did some stupid shit. I was dressed as the Easter Bunny, and I had to help people program their clocks ahead. It was that stupid spring forward thing. And then the police were called on me because they thought I was going to rob the bank. I mean, it was a whole... I dressed up as
the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, because unbeknownst to me, the bank that I was in front of was robbed the day before.
Oh.
So they're like, "We have something crazy's going on. There's some guy in a bunny costume."
Radio stunts, man. Those were the days.
Stupid. Did you ever do those?
Never.
Yeah.
I never did. Ever. Never did that.
You were way above that.
Well, no. Just.
Did Scary ever do that stuff?
Never.
No.
Nope.
It was Greg T.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, one of the first things I ever do, because I started in promotions, and the promotions manager at the time said, "Listen, you don't ever give people stuff for free. You make them work for it. So if they want a T-shirt, they work for it." So I remember it was 1995. I was at the Cheesequake rest area on the Garden State Parkway, and there were these two girls that said, "We want a T-shirt." I'm like, "All right, well, I'll trade you these bumper stickers for your bikini tops."
Oh, my God.
So they went into the bathroom, and they put bumper stickers on, and they started waving the cars on the Garden State Parkway.
Wait, are you admitting this?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a long time ago. The statute of limitations has run out.
Has it?
Yeah.
I actually don't think that works anymore. I think it's... Didn't they just pass that law?
No, they can come back and get you.
Yeah.
But I didn't do anything. I didn't touch them.
Hey, here's the thing. Oh my God. They could have said no.
No, but the police came. It was a whole thing.
Oh, the police.
Oh, wait.
Garrett got here just in time. Garrett. Welcome, Garrett.
Yeah. You just.
Who did Scotty touch?
Well, no,
he didn't touch anyone.
Showed up for Scotty to admit a felony.
If I was in court right now, you would be guilty. I don't know what you did,
you
but
know
it
what?
Sounds.
Exactly. He's guilty. He went to a rest stop. These two girls wanted T-shirts. He said, "Okay, I'll trade T-shirts for your bikini tops."
No bumper stickers.
Whatever.
So they covered their boobs up with bumper stickers, and they gave you the bikini top?
And they waved to cars on the Garden State Parkway, and then the police came and threw me out.
What station was this?
Us, Z100.
Wow.
Not on my show, it wasn't.
No. Not on your show.
Oh, thank God.
That had to be a summer weekend.
It was a
summer weekend. The station that reaches the beaches and rules the pools?
It was a Friday. It was Memorial Day weekend on Friday.
It rocks the shores. Yeah.
And something we did something to teachers.
Reaches the teachers and rules the schools.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was another one. We did something to teachers.
Do your booger line. Do your booger line.
My booger line.
Pick your friends.
You can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't wipe your friends on the couch.
Ryan would rip that off all the time. He ripped you off all the time.
Well, look what they did to his failing career.
I know. Oh, what a loser.
Okay, where were we?
I think we're done.
Yeah, Scotty's done.
Well, I'm trying to find the picture. I have it somewhere.
No! Oh,
delete!
Everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.